paragraph of V'alkein roi lanu livkois v'litzoik yoim volaylo niftoish reisha b'koisel debesa. And it's that's this is why it's only proper for us to cry and to scream to Hashem day and night, to bang our heads in the wall. He doesn't mean literally, obviously. Bas ami chigri sak hispalshi b'aforim. As the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu HaNavi, my nation, clothe yourselves in sackcloth and roll in the dirt. Evel yochid asiloch misbeit hamrura. Make for yourself, consider yourselves in mourning. Al goydel hashever v'hatzora hagedoylo anishmas boilam, over the horrible situation, the horrible suffering that we hear about in the world. Asher adayin lo yhoisuk sezois, where there was never such a horrible thing in the world. Asher nischabru bekama mekoymois, kamo kitois rishoim gemurim efursomim, whereby there have gathered together in different places in the world groups of rishoim mefursomim who are, again, they're not hiding, they're going public. Va'osu la'atzmon chevras chinuch norim lelamed ben Yisrael haktanim chochmois chitzonius ulashenis lakum, and they formed youth groups to educate Jewish youth in secular wisdoms and secular knowledge. He's talking about the reformists, which started up at that time, the reform movement, which were trying to change completely the Jewish education as it had been known up to that time, and to integrate secular, again, their goal wasn't just that Jews should have knowledge of the secular world. Their goal was to change, to undermine the belief in Torah Shebal Peh, and to undermine the whole concept of the Jews being a nation apart from other nations. Their goal was to have the Jews mix with other nations, assimilate and become like the others. V'heimetamim hevel piyam agdoshim, and they defile the pure mouths of the Jewish children, and they tear them out at a young age from Hashem, from the Torah, because again they're educating the kids from a young age to be like the goyim, to dress like the goyim, to accept the secular culture. That whole culture. And they trap these pure souls, these holy Jewish children, to throw them into Gehenim. Oilonu kishudotnu, woe is to us that we've been robbed, we're being pillaged. Oilonu al shivreinu, oy vavoy, woe is to us for this tragedy, this terrible tragedy. And Rav Nosson says, if I were to try to tell a drop of how terrible a tragedy this is, it would take hundreds of thousands of pages. Because there is no worse tragedy than this. Kasher nira b'chush, as we see with our eyes. Shekol elu hanorim shenizgatlo al piadrochim oroim elu, that all the kids that are being educated in this wrong, these terrible ways, heim apikursim mefursamim, they've become major apikursim, where they deny the Torah Shebal Peh, they deny the mitzvahs, veim gruim mimishumodim, they become worse than apostates, worse than people that deny Judaism completely, that convert. Because again, a person converts, we know he's non-Jew. He's decided to reject Judaism. These people redefined the Judaism. These people didn't say they're not Jewish. We are Jewish. We're the real Jews. We know what Judaism is supposed to be. Judaism isn't some ancient, antiquated. We have to modify. We have to custom tailor the Judaism to today's times. Umechalem Shabbos befarhesia, they desecrate the Shabbos publicly. Umesloitzitzim mikol haTorah kula, and they mock the entire Torah. Ubeyoser mitorah shebal peh, midivrei haTalmud vaGodes Rabbi Senzal, especially the oral Torah, the words of the Gemara and the stories of the Gemara. Ad sheosur lachzur ulahalois alaksav, whereby it's forbidden to repeat or to print their words, and especially verbally, not to repeat their terrible words. Asher hein hein ho apikursim hagmurim shezkir Rabbi Senezal. These are the true apikursim, in the full sense of the word apikoris, that the Gemara speaks about. Ki Rabbi Senezal amru shafilu hakoifer bedovor echod midivrei chachamein ozal nikra apikoris. Because the Gemara says that a person who rejects even one word of our rabbis is called an apikoris. How much more so these characters who deny and disagree many items of our rabbis. They reject the entire Torah. As the Gemara says, Menuchas, the question was raised, is a person allowed to teach his son secular wisdoms, the wisdoms of the Greeks, Greek culture? Veheshivu, the response was, Yilamdenu b'sho she'enoi lo yoyim v'lo ilayla. No problem, he's allowed to teach his son that. When? When it's not day and when it's not night. Because during the day and night, it says, Vehigisa bo yom v'layla. Day and night, you're required to learn Torah. So if you could find a time that's not day and not night, then you would have a license, you'd be free. Ukemavur ba'al sheikh. Ubeshalo, ubeshar sforim, goidel ho isur lilmoid chachmois chitzonius ulashonius rachmona litzlan. And as is explained in these sforim, how forbidden it is to teach kids these secular wisdoms and secular languages. Milvad ma shemevatlin hevel pea kodesh shel tinoches beisrael mishyask bedvorim chitzonius shosel asbehem. Besides the fact that we're causing these children whose mouths are supposed to be speaking words of Torah, the purest words of Torah, through being mevatel this hevel pe'akodosh, by involving them in these dvorim chitzonim, which they're not allowed to be learning. Ve'efsher lehizvakeach ve'litonim moem al darcheim, and it's impossible to debate or to argue with these people about their derech. Because they twist the words of the Torah. They find excuses, they find justification in the Torah for their derech, supposedly. That we're required to teach small children, to educate them in these wrong ways, bidrochim roim ashalonish molaylam, these wrong ways which were never heard before, which were never included in the Jewish lifestyle. V'chol darkom v'hanogosim hu rak lahamshich esatinoik bedarchi ho'akum minu'urov. And their whole program, their whole ideology is to bring up the kids from a young age to be like goyim, to be like the non-Jews, to avoid being different, avoid looking different in any way or acting different, to accept completely the secular culture, the secular way of life, how we dress, how we eat, how we speak, to be as integrated as possible, as assimilated as possible. Whereby the Torah has warned us to distance ourselves from them and from their ways. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that one of the tragedies when the Jews were in Egypt was that, or when they were in exile, is they mixed with the Goyim and they learned their ways. And as the Pasuk says in Chumash, v'chukayichseyem loy seylechu, that we're not allowed to follow the chukayis hagoyim. Ukemvur b'shulchan aruch yoredeya simen kufayin ches, shetzorich lihiyois muvdol mehem, b'malbushav u'b'maisav, that a Jew is supposed to be different from the goyim in the way he dresses and in the way he acts, the way he conducts himself. V'chulu, look over there in simen kufayin ches, where it goes into detail about this. And again, we don't have to elaborate further or go into more detail in discussing this terrible tragedy, which there never was anything as terrible as this. Asher al zeh hisnabu kol nevi'enu. This is what all of our prophets prophesized about. Sheyu besoif hayomim tzora asher kamoyu lo niyosa, whereby there's going to be a tragedy that when we get close to the coming of Mashiach, the Jews are going to experience a tragedy like there never was before. Rav Nosson says it's referring to this issue, this reform movement, which we see destroyed the vast majority. If you look at the numbers, statistics that they speak about today, statistics of intermarriage, statistics, Rachmana Litzlan, statistics of people, just it's coincidence, sheer coincidence. We're learning this now. I listen to the radio once every 3-4 days. I get a chance. I happen to be at home at 8:30 p.m. or when the English news is on and my wife is turning and listening to hear him. And usually, besides news, they mention other interesting items. So Bahashgacha, last night, the points of interest they were discussing different statistics of what percentage of Jews in North America have never been to Eretz Israel. 60% of Jews in North America never visited Israel yet. And they mentioned again 60% also that never went into a shul, but have never, you know, awesome statistics. And this again, this was brought about. How did the Jewish people reach such a level? This came about through this reform, Rachmana Litzlan, which tore Jews away from their Judaism. You know, it allowed Jews to think that they're holding on to, that it's possible to be a Jew without Judaism. It's possible to be a Jew without Torah, without the Derech HaTorah, without, you know, by going after the cultures, this secular culture, which they sought in Germany, in Russia, in America, and all the different places, unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, especially in the Ashkenazic countries, Rachmana Litzlan. Ashrei, Rav Nosson Zal continues, Ashrei mi shezoicha bayomim hoelo lehisrachik es atzmoi vezbonav mihem. Fortunate is the Jew who is zoicha in today's times to distance himself and his children from them. Vim ein biyodeinu lamonam bavneisen rabim. And if we don't have the ability to block them, you know, to prevent these groups from spouting their ideology, and from spreading their ideology, al kol ponim hachiyuv al kol echad me'an sheYisrael aksherim lehazir es bonov es bnei bonov ledoyrois sheYisrachku b'chol minei hisrachkus midroch me'elu. There certainly is an obligation on each and every single religious Jew to warn his children, his grandchildren for generations, to distance themselves completely every way possible from these ways. And not to allow his children to go to a school, to attend a school where any of these types of children are learning, that are being raised in this manner. Even if he says, no, I'll have my children go just half a day. You know, let's say the first half of the day they're learning Torah, the second half day secular wisdoms. I'll just have my children learn by this rabbi where they're learning Torah and Gemara and Poiskim. Rak shektsas talmidim loim dem amokam achre elo anyonim. However, just some of the kids in the class, some of the students in the class, learn in a different place these secular wisdoms. Afal pikein osur lehischaber imohem klal. Rav Nosson says it's forbidden to associate with them whatsoever. Shelo yamshichu es bonav chas v'shalom darkom horo v'lisvoroseim hamorois. So that they shouldn't chas v'shalom draw our children to their wrong path and to their terrible ideology. So they won't encourage in any way or inject in them a desire to want to read those terrible, those wrong books, Rachmana Litzlan. Vashem Yisborach, Yerachim, Al Klolius Yisrael, may Hashem take pity on all of Klal Yisrael. V'yamayher gula seinu, v'yavilanu es Mashiach tzidkem b'mehir v'yameinu, and bring, speed up the geula and bring Mashiach, oz yizgale ho'emes, and that's when the truth will be revealed. K'may shekosuv, emes me'eretz titzmoch. The truth will sprout forth.